Hi friends, welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. I discuss homesteading, food storage, preparedness, and everything in between on this podcast. Today, I'm going to be discussing emergency car prep kits, what to store in them, and why they are important. Similar to a bug out bag, it is good to keep something similar in your car for emergency situations. A bug out bag is a bag that is filled with survival items that can sustain you for a period of time. If an emergency or a crisis arises, you grab the bag and get the heck out. An emergency car kit is like a bug out bag, but it contains supplies to help you survive in an emergency roadside situation, like a wreck, sliding off the road, car breaking down, being stuck in traffic for hours, or a number of other things that can happen. Have you guys seen where people actually get stuck in traffic for hours on end? I saw a TikTok video of someone saying they were stuck overnight in traffic due to weather. That honestly sounds like one of my worst nightmares, being gridlocked on a highway, not being able to move or go. And this is when you start thinking, what do you do if it's winter and I'm stuck in my car overnight? Does your car have enough gas to run that long? What if it doesn't? There are so many scenarios that it is a good idea to build a baseline survival kit for your car so you can find some comfort and peace in most situations and have that security when you travel. Side note, I would suggest to always keep your car filled up with gas. You need to always be ready if you have to leave your house for an emergency situation. If you leave on a whim and find your car on empty, you won't get far. Maybe the gas stations have lines for miles, or you have to get somewhere that instant. Once your car hits half full, go ahead and fill it back up. That's the rule I live by, and this simple thing can truly be a lifesaver. So let's consider a few scenarios on the side of the road. Say your car breaks down and you're far out of the way and it's going to take a tow truck a long time to get to you. Say your car breaks down in the middle of winter and a tow truck can't get to you due to a blizzard, so you have to tough it out. Do you have the necessary supplies to make it? Maybe you live in a desert area where you don't have to worry about snow, but you have to worry about high and dangerous temperatures. Would you be able to make it in or around your vehicle until help arrives? Say you get into a car wreck or stop to help someone in a car wreck, do you have basic medical supplies to help yourself or someone else? Say because of traffic or unforeseen weather, you have to stay the night in your car among the traffic. Do you have food and water to sustain you? What if you're traveling with a pet? Do you have enough supplies to keep them safe in an emergency situation? There are seriously so many scenarios, so that is why it is so important to have a baseline of preparedness so you can have a head start when a situation unravels. I watched this prepper on TikTok for a while before he came like a new age woke sort of thing and started posting weird crap that didn't relate to prepping and more of a repost of the media's garbage. Anyway, he had a whole survival scenario for his car. He lived out of the city in a rural area, but he worked inside the city. His scenario was, what would he do if society broke down and he couldn't get home due to a shutdown or traffic chaos? He had a whole inflatable kayak in the trunk of his car that he would inflate along with all the other necessary survival supplies to survive for a few weeks to make the trek home. He did a test run in one of his videos and he inflated his kayak, showed his supplies like tent, clothing, food, water, knife, and was able to take all of his supplies with him out on the kayak and paddle across the river. He then explained that his plan would be to trek home, stay out of sight, and camp along the way. And I honestly thought that this was like the coolest thing ever, and I aspire to be this level of prepper one day, to like be truly prepared for anything. Truly, he was prepared for every scenario, and he gave out fun bits of prepper advice, like in a grid goes down, pandemonium situation arises, don't shower, pretend you are as down and out as everyone else, and that would include not showering to make yourself stink. People will assume you are struggling as well, and they won't know that behind your walls and doors, you have the necessary supplies to survive and thrive. 5. He also hid 5-gallon buckets of food around his property because he said it wasn't smart to keep your food storage all in one place in case of looting. He also called the people whose survival plan is to try and loot the preppers zombies. Those people are zombies. Anyways, I love the tidbits of survival advice like this because it just gets you thinking like, okay, am I prepared for what could happen in my life? Today, I won't be telling you to pack an inflatable kayak, but we will be discussing basic supplies that you can order from Amazon today to get your car emergency kit started. And who knows, maybe you honestly would need an inflatable kayak. First, you need to decide how you want to store your emergency supplies. Do you want to keep things in a tote, in your trunk, or do you want to purchase like a military tactical backpack and keep everything in there? I would suggest to actually have both. I learned this recently when I went through my emergency tote for a YouTube video. I keep a tote filled with emergency supplies in my trunk, and while I was going through it, I realized it'd be a good idea to actually keep a backpack in the tote as well in case I needed to bug out of my car. The backpack would allow me to carry the supplies I needed with me when I left my car. If you just have a tote, you will have to pick and choose what items you want to take with you. You won't be able to carry a tote with you as that will get heavy and wearisome. With a backpack, you can pack up what you need, throw it on your back, and get the heck out of there. So now that we have discussed the storage, let's discuss the contents. You will need food and water. The best way to do this is to get freeze-dried meals that where you just add water and then add those to your emergency tote. I would pack 5 to 10 of these meals in there because extra is always better because they are freeze-dried. They are incredibly light and easy to pack, so that's a bonus if you had to bug out. ReadyWise food buckets are a great way to have a variety of lightweight meals to put into your bug out bags or emergency kits. That's what I have in mind. To make this food, you will need a water and a stove like a JetBoil or some other stove to cook food. With my JetBoil, I also keep a can of propane to power it in the kit. A JetBoil is literally just like a small handheld stove and little bowl all in one. It's really cool. I realized though when I went through my emergency supply tote that the water was a flaw in mine because it freezes in the winter. With it frozen, I can't use it to cook meals in my JetBoil. I discovered that I need to tote fresh water every time I travel in the winter or figure out a solution to melt it, maybe like keep it inside the car when I have heat running. For a pack and go situation, there are these neat water emergency packets that have individual water packets and the supply will last you up to 72 hours, so that's another great way to stow and pack water. These are super easy to pack due to the light weight and would be easy to throw into your backpack. I love that. I love simplicity, but winter throws a stick in those plans though because of the water freezing, so that is why you would want a portable stove to melt the water. Figure out some sort of warming situation so your water doesn't freeze. Now that we have food and water down, you will want to also have layers of clothes in your emergency supply. Clothes to change into or layer up if it gets cold during the day or night. In mine, I keep snow pants, a winter coat, beanies, warm socks, snow boots, and gloves. It would be a good idea to tote lighter articles of clothing that can be thrown into your backpack as well, like a light raincoat or a light sweater, long sleeve shirt, maybe some undergarments that can insulate you in your pants or something. I also keep a flashlight in there with extra batteries. I think it would be a good idea to keep a hand lamp in there because a headlamp frees up your hand so you can use it for other obstacles. I love having my Zippo hand warmer in there whenever I drive just because my hands always get cold. And in a winter situation, you will want to always have some sort of warming device. This hand warmer also doubles as a charger for my phone, so I keep a USB cord in my car as well. You can get a pack of basic hand and foot warmers on Amazon too, which can be easily carried. I also keep a hatchet in my emergency tote because it is easy to haul and doubles its use for defensive scenarios. And if I had to build a shelter or make a fire, it is a great tool to survive. There is a whole book about some kids surviving with a hatchet, right? I think it's called Hatchet and everyone in elementary school read it besides me. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'll be out there surviving with my hatchet. Along with my hatchet though, I keep fire starting materials such as lint, toilet paper tubes and a lighter in my emergency kit. I would suggest throwing some flammable materials into your kit. A roll of duct tape would be a great addition as it has a plethora of purposes, including being flammable. In addition to all these great supply items, keep in mind how many people you are traveling with, because you will have to adjust quantities and pack extra. If you're traveling with an animal, pack extra food and water for them. They're a part of the family and their supplies don't take up much space. So definitely care for our little furry friends. And that's it. That is my basic car emergency survival kit, food, water, clothing, fire starter, and some other basics. You can get all of these items online, or you probably already have some laying around your house or garage. Seriously, like I always say, you don't want to find yourself in a situation to realize it's too late and you could have prepared better. I hope that this helps you know how to build a survival kit for your car. As always, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to check out more prepping tips, check out my website, GubbaHomestead.com. And don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do. Bye!